People will be able to meet several El Paso artists and see their work as part of El Paso's 9th annual Artist Studio Tour. The tour happens over 2 consecutive weekends. This weekend covers downtown, Westside, and Upper Valley studios. And next weekend, April 30th and May 1st, is for studios in Central El Paso and San Elizario. The studios will be open to the public from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturdays and noon to 5 p.m. on Sundays. Here to tell us all about it is artist Candy Mayer. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Oh, thank you.
You live your life as an artist, but for someone that's not familiar with your process and how it works, I think visiting you in your studio really is an eye-opening kind of experience. What can people see when they come see you?
Well, I think it is very interesting, as you said, because everyone's studio is so different. If you're not an artist, do you think every artist has this gorgeous studio with the big giant glass windows and faces the north and everything? And a couple of our artists do have that. But everybody works wherever they can. Mine is a third bedroom. It's a 10 by 10 room. So it's very small. But because that's small, for the studio tour, I put things over in every room in our house. So you just walk through the whole house and you get to see my work, and you also get to see the work that we've collected and traded from other artists. So it is very interesting to see the different spaces. Some are very neat and clean. Some are not.
Right.
And you can't always tell what that's going to look like by the artist's work either. So that's kind of fun.
Do you remember the first artist space you ever saw, like as a kid, or, you know, the first place that kind of made that impression on you?
No, I can't really remember. I just know as an artist, this is the first time I've had a designated room.
Which is a big deal, right?
Yeah, I mean, and even though it's a small room, it's my room. I can shut the door. It's, you know, I'm not working on the kitchen table anymore. I'm not working in the basement. That's really important to an artist, to be able to not have to clear your space off for dinner.
Right.
So that makes it really fun to see the different places that where artists work.
And this is the 9th annual artist tour. So, I mean, you said your own space has morphed. And I know you know a lot of the people on this space. Have you seen the evolution of the artists through the 9 years, and not only in their work, but also in their space?
Yes, because about 3/4 of the artists are friends of mine. So I'm familiar with their work from 9 years and beyond. And it is interesting to see how people maybe start with one subject matter and move to something else. Or they start with one technique and then they develop that or move to another medium. Myself, I came here from Iowa, so I went from painting red barns and snow scenes to like, whoa, I got to do Southwest stuff. So that was really fun to totally change my subject matter when I moved here.
I bet as a visiting person, this is the first time that I think you really get, I mean, aside from meeting the artist in their environment, there's something about being in a person's personal space that really does say a lot about the person. Are you comfortable with having people walk all over your house?
Oh, sure. I know. Every once in a while somebody says, well, do you really want to have them walking all over your house? Well, number one, our house is small, so it doesn't take much to walk around it. And my husband's a photographer, so Charlie, so he does, you know, the studio tour with me. And it's really fun to see, because not only do they look at your work, they look at the paintings that you've bought. They, you know, they look at how you painted your walls.
Your curtains.
They look at your – we have a backyard that has a blue wall and everything. So people just – they really like to look at people's homes. I mean, I like to look at people's houses, even if it's not an artist. That's the fun thing about the tour. When you go to my booth at a show, mm-hmm. you see a little 10 by 10 booth, and that's all you see. You come to my home, and you see all my work. You know, you see everything because I put it all out. You see a lot of large paintings that I don't take to shows. They're just too big to
right.
carry around. So you get a little different view by seeing their whole home and studio as opposed to a little 10 by 10 booth at like Kermes Art.
Right. And do you have a hard time recruiting artists to say, you know, open up your, I mean, really, it's kind of, it's your home, it's your studio, it's your space. Do they have a hard time with that concept, or is most everybody open? Because there's, I think, 40 artists on this tour and 16 locations.
Not really, because we have some artists, I think, probably who have done every studio tour. And then we have some who, you know, do it and then drop out for, you know, they're busy or other things going on. And then they come back and do it the next year. So most people, if they do the tour, they're comfortable with that. They like it.
So is there a rhyme or reason or order to how somebody should do this? I mean, I know this weekend is West Side, Upper Valley. Are the studios kind of in an order, or do you just kind of map it out?
Well, we do have a map. If you go to the Plein Air website, then you get a more detailed, there's directions to every studio, you know, turn at Mesa, turn here. And there's also a map. We've started the map like a downtown is number one.
Cool.
And then you go as you go farther west. So they're sort of in order. Now on the San Eli one, there's just four locations. So it's just two in Central and then two in San Eli. But the Plein Air website, it's plainairpaintersofelpaso.com. It's kind of long, but if you just write the whole, I mean, you can Google us and I'm sure it'll come up too. But that's where you can find the map and the detailed directions.
It seems like this weekend is really action-packed. Even the Art Junction alone, right? I mean, you could go to the Art Junction and there's 19 artists in there.
Yes.
Which is a quick stop. It's here on Paisano. It's a good place to start. And then you have Hal Marcus on Oregon and River, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you just kind of keep going. Do you have any stops that you think people should absolutely check out? Like they just wouldn't believe this spot if they saw it.
Well, mine, of course. I mean, I can't really pick any out because, of course, you know, Hal Marcus's studio is, I mean, it's fantastic. It's in his home and it's just over the top. It's so cool. The Art Junction has a lot of emerging artists. That's if you want to see some, you know, maybe a little more contemporary things that you haven't seen before. Otherwise, most of the names are pretty well known. You know, Francisco Romero, Carmen Navarre, Christina Robbins. They all have their work out now. Francisco Romero is on Argonaut. He was featured in the El Paso Times on Sunday.
Oh, yes. I saw that article.
Yeah, there were some big pictures of him.
Who else can you tell us about here?
Nina Eaton is a photographer. My husband, Charlie, has photographs. Nina Eaton is the other one. She's in the Upper Valley. She does photos of El Paso. A lot of El Paso scenes, which is, of course, what I do also.
What does Charlie do? You all hang out together so much. Does he do? I know your paintings are very El Paso. Are his photos El Paso as well?
No, most of his photos are done when we travel. He's got photos from Spain, Mexico. We used to have a soccer team from his work in Juarez. So he has a lot of candid shots of people from Juarez, friends of ours.
Nice.
and kids and things. So that's the kind of things that he does. Dina Hicks does ceramics. She does clay Guadalupes and San Pascuals, and she also does bowls and dishes and things. She's different. Now, we have several painters. Melinda Etzel, she's a painter, does pastels. She goes to shows with me usually. She has her tent next to me.
I tend to think of you all as a package deal.
Yeah, we kind of are. And she's in Mission Hills. And then we have painters, Francisco. Phyllis Davis is a painter. Carmen Navarre has very unique contemporary things, and her house is all set up as a studio and also almost like a school because she gives a lot of lessons. Teresa Fernandez also has an art academy. She's on Wrestler. We have a painter, Christine Robbins. She's one of the gorgeous studios, you know, the really nice ones.
Write that one down.
And Ramey Scully is also a painter, and she does a lot of different textured paintings. She does pastels. So, yeah, there's just a wide variety. It's hard, of course, you know, to sit down Saturday and do everything. But, you know, if you take 2 days, I've never tried to actually do it all because
I'm always
sitting at my home. But
you have nosy people like myself,
you know,
walking through your house.
There's a lot going on, so just try to take in as much as you can.
Cool. So you're open today till 5 o'clock, is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then, again, you'll open up tomorrow from noon to 5.
Noon to 5. Mm-hmm.
So really, you could split the day into two, considering there's a lot of studios on the downtown West Side area.
Mm-hmm.
And then next weekend, even though the list is small, it's mighty. You have Ho Baron there.
Ho Baron, if you haven't been to his home, it is very unique. He's got his own little sculpture garden mm-hmm. outside his house, and that is really cool. Catherine Johnson and Julie Caffey Cruz are doing it together, and they're both wonderful painters. Julie does pencil drawings, watercolors. And then, of course, if you go to San Eli, only two people are listed, but mm-hmm. there's a lot of other galleries in San Eli that, you know,
Once you start walking, you could get into all of them.
Yeah, there's more to see than just the two that are listed. So
okay, so give us the lowdown. If people want the schedule, it's on the Plein Air Artists website.
It's Plein Air Painters of El Paso.
Okay, and it's .com.
Yes.
Plein Air Painters of El Paso.com. You can download the entire schedule, which looks like so much fun. And really, it's a great way to get to know your artists and your artist community. You're talking about 16 locations, 40 different artists, and I think it's a good eye-opening experience for everyone.
The first few times I did it, I was really surprised. I mean, people come and they stay half an hour, you know, look at everything, talk, and, you know, it's not just breeze in, breeze out. So the people come are really interested.
And there's something about making that connection with the artist,
exactly.
too, that mm-hmm. makes a big difference in the artwork that hopefully you pick up while you're there. Why
yes,
not?
Of course.
If Candy's going to open up her house and fill it up with art, you should
come
probably
buy something.
Think about picking up something. So today my guest has been artist Candy Mayer. She has her house open for you today, right now, if you want to swing by, and tomorrow. And then also don't forget the second half of the Studio Art Tour happens next weekend, and that covers Central El Paso and San Elisario. Thank you so much, Candy, for coming to State of the Arts.
Thanks for having me.